Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1203, Live, Love, Explore, The Way of the Traveler, by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday, welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from. And a quick heads up, we're just a few days away from the first of the month, which means it's time for another book giveaway to someone random on my weekly newsletter email list. If you're not on there, now's a good time to join. Just come by oldpodcast.com. I'll give you a quick reminder at the end. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Live, Love, Explore, The Way of the Traveler, by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. Quote, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." Theodore Roosevelt. Have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, "I'm living someone else's life"? I have. The realization came as I watched The Motorcycle Diaries, a romanticized version of Che Guevara traveling across South America, relying on the kindness of strangers. The movie touched a spark in my soul. It woke me up. At the time, I was a broker in the city of London, severely depressed and ready to give up on everything. Sounds melodramatic, I know, but it also happens to be true. I would stay in my house, and when I wasn't sleeping, I was self-medicating. It was a profoundly unsustainable way to live. Despite being surrounded by millions of people, I felt completely alone. I lost all form of human connection, and I desperately needed it back. The pain forced me into a decision that would change my life forever. I quit my job and decided to live by a set of ideals I now call the Way of the Traveler, a set of ideals that first germinated on a hilltop in Nepal but came to life on the rain-slick streets of London. What is the Way of the Traveler, you may ask? Well, it means something different to each person, but for me, it meant giving up on my externally successful life and trying to escape the internal pain I was hiding from others. It became a way of life. I left my house and my life, including all the pain that came with it, I hoped. I decided I was going to travel the world, trying to connect with others face to face. Human connection was going to be my fuel. What the Way of the Traveler tries to do is to help you determine where your passion truly lies and how to take steps to achieve your dreams. It creates a jumpstart to help you find the courage to live your life, the beautiful one waiting for each and every one of us. Leaving your job and family isn't the only way to take the first step toward your dreams. What I will say is taking small risks is often the only way to get started. If you want to become a writer, you can't just say, "I'm a writer," and hey, presto, you become Orwell overnight. You have to be willing to take that first very important step. It's a risky one, though. It's admitting you're not happy with your life. For me, acknowledging that I wasn't happy didn't change things right away. After many nights of self-pity, I found the courage needed to change. And you can too. I fought through the fear, and I left for my travels around the world. That trip would spark what would become my life's goal of traveling while helping others feel empowered and feel seen, viscerally seen by another human being until we find the strength to see ourselves. So often we try to convince ourselves that we're not good enough to dream, let alone work toward achieving our dreams. I'm here to tell you, if this is what you think, you are mistaken. If no one believes in you, know that this Englishman does. He may not know who you are, but he believes in your right to live magnificently, truly magnificently. But there is a cost to living fully. And that cost is that people may not like your choices. They may not like your newfound magnificence that shines as brightly as the brightest star. That's the risk you take. Are you in, or are you going to go back to the sadness and the boredom? The beauty of this life is that ultimately, you get to choose. The Way of the Traveler asks that you allow yourself to determine what your wildest dreams are. Do you want to become a doctor, an actor, or a world traveler? Nothing starts until you take that first leap into the unknown. It sounds cliche to say this, but I've met so many people who, once they move past that mental block of negativity that's stopping them, begin to soar magnificently. What are three things, big or small, you could do today to start realizing your dreams? Maybe it's going back to school or writing one page of your screenplay at night. Whatever it is, unless you embrace your ability to chase the impossible, it will never happen. And then the magnificence that is waiting patiently to shine will be lost, maybe forever. Although the Way of the Traveler asks a lot of each of us, there's no way to do this alone. This means we have to take a realistic look at those around us. When you tell people your wildest dreams, do they laugh and discourage you, or are they supportive and push you? If they don't support you, it may be difficult to completely take them out of your life, but what you can do is not let them get in your way and surround yourself with like-minded people who support your dreams. I call them accidental heroes. Find them and keep them close. When you find your accidental heroes, it will take energy and love to keep them around. If you're there for each other and share the pain it takes to achieve your goals, nothing can stop you. Do you have people like this in your life? Who are they? Sometimes we will hit setbacks on our way toward happiness. For me, it was ending up right back where I fought so hard to escape, behind a desk, or my slab of wood, as I like to call it. It's important that during these times, we take the time to stop and see the magic. My moment was seeing a homeless chap holding up a sign that read, "Kindness is the best medicine." This one moment catapulted my next travel adventure of driving a vintage yellow motorbike with a sidecar across the globe, giving life-changing gifts to unsuspecting Good Samaritans. Kindness is a two-way street. It's not just about receiving kindness, it's also about profoundly giving it away, like it's confetti. When we find ourselves disconnected from the things and people we value most, we need to take a minute to see how far we've come. Don't be deterred by failure. Failing is one of the best learning lessons we can experience. It gives us an opportunity to stop and reflect. The best way to move past failure is to turn it on its head. Turn it into a success. Remember, the only reason we failed was because we had the courage to try in the first place. Just ask Winston Churchill, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr. about failure. Their lives were filled with roadblocks, but more often than not, it was their successes that shaped our world. If you can change your perception of what failure is, you can face any setback thrown at you. Following your passion is not easy. You will have days where you want to give up, many days. On these days, I say reward yourself for all the hard work you're putting in toward living your greatest life. You deserve it. When I find myself in this state, I turn my favorite song on really loud and I dance. I dance and I don't stop dancing until I feel better. I believe you can tackle anything. Just keep your head up and dance. Grab life by the arm and never stop dancing. You just listened to the post titled Live, Love, Explore, The Way of the Traveler by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
He's the creator of the Kindness Diary series on Netflix, where he travels around the world, just like he said. Season 2 was just released, so definitely check that out. I've been giving away books to random people on my mailing list, including his book. That mailing list is a simple weekly newsletter with life tips and quotes, plus what's going on in my life and with the podcasts. If you're not already on that list, now's a good time to join because the next raffle is in a couple of days. Just visit oldpodcast.com, enter your email address, and you'll be in those raffles. You also get other freebies from me like spreadsheet tools. Whenever I find other helpful free resources, I share them in that newsletter. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there to join. It's totally free. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. And I'll be back tomorrow in the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.